With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is withdrawing from the 2020 presidential race. Bullock said in a statement this morning it's clear he won't become the Democratic Party's nominee. After his late entrance into the presidential race, Bullock wasn't able to break into the crowded field of Democrats competing for media and donor attention. Bullock failed to reach required polling and fundraising numbers needed to appear in most of the Democratic Party's nationally televised debates. The sitting governor's absence at the first debate was highlighted in a skit this June on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Tonight, America finds out where Governor Bullock stands on key issues and also what he looks like.
The two-term governor and former state attorney general entered the presidential race in May. Bullock focused his presidential campaign message on his credentials of winning re-election as a Democrat in a state that backed Trump by 20 points in 2016. Bullock said in his statement Monday, quote, "While there are many obstacles we could not have anticipated when entering this race, it has become clear that in this moment I won't be able to break through to the top tier of this still crowded field of candidates," unquote. As Bullock sought the nomination for president, some within his own party called for him to run for the U.S. Senate to mount a challenge to incumbent Republican Senator Steve Daines. In an interview with Montana Public Radio shortly after announcing his bid for president, Bullock said he was ruling out a run for the U.S. Senate.
"My experience is as an executive, not as a legislator. I've been able to have success in that arena, and that's where I think that my talents are best suited."
Bullock's presidential campaign told the Associated Press again Monday he would not run for the U.S. Senate. Bullock is term limited and cannot run again for governor. Healthcare editorials written by two Montana state lawmakers were drafted or revised by a lobbyist. The Washington Post reports Montana lobbyist John McDonald was involved in producing the final versions of the articles, which warned of Medicare for All and other government involved in healthcare. The columns were written by Representative Kathy Kelker and Senator Jen Gross, both Democrats. Neither of the columns disclosed they were written with lobbyist assistance. According to the Post reporting, McDonald contacted Gross on behalf of a multi-million-dollar industry group founded in 2018 and funded by hospitals, private insurers, drug companies, and other private healthcare firms. Federal subsidies distributed to Montana farmers to offset losses resulting from the U.S. trade wars have increased to more than $114 million. The Billings Gazette reports October subsidies pushed the value of 2019 payments to about $92 million, compared to last year's roughly $22 million. Wheat is the state's biggest relief category. The subsidies are intended to soften the financial impact of U.S. trade conflicts with China, Europe, India, and Japan. Montana Trust Lands produced nearly $100 million in revenue for education and other recipients last fiscal year, according to the Independent Record. The state revenue from forestry, minerals, agriculture, and real estate was up about $12 million from fiscal year 2018, but it's well below totals from a decade ago. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.